in.
Okay.
This is the Video Film Podcast. My name's Adam.
I'm Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hello. How are you?
Good. You?
Not bad.
Good. Good. We watched Lone Star this week. I don't have any details.
1996, directed by John Sayles.
And also Headhunters.
2010?
11. Or 11. 10, 10 or 11. Sure.
Okay. Directed by some guy whose name I probably couldn't know. Morten Tidlam.
Okay. Those were the two movies that we watched this week.
Certainly.
Had you seen either of them before?
Yes, I'd seen... I'm not sure if I'd seen Headhunters. I definitely seen Lone Star.
Okay.
Big fan. But then, for some reason, I don't know, I must have heard about it or something. I think while I was researching The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, it came up. And it's pretty good. Pretty fun. Good movie.
So, Lone Star, why are you a big fan? Give me some reasons.
I mean, if you don't know, she's your sister. Mm-hmm. Right? You know what I'm saying? Right?
All right. Sure.
You know what I'm saying. Right?
I know. Now I don't.
No, I don't. it's a movie where it's a bunch of guys have to kind of confront, and women have to confront what their parents have done, what their parents wanted for them, the secrets. And then also there's just a whole bunch of different kind of stuff with the three different groups of people, the Mexican people, the Black people, the white people, and how they kind of all come together in this little border town. And there's kind of a murder mystery, even though you're pretty sure there's only one or two people who could have killed that guy, probably. But it's more about just these people living in this town, and they're trying to, I guess, reconcile with the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, that gives me a better understanding of the overall picture of it than I had, because I've seen it now twice.
Okay.
Maybe I didn't get through the whole thing the first time. It's entirely possible I didn't finish it the first time, but I definitely got more than halfway through, and I do not like this movie at all. I don't find it enjoyable at all. Like I watched it and probably didn't finish it the first time, and then watched it this time, and I'm like, oh, I've seen this before. How did I ever finish it? Why don't I remember any of this movie? And then I got done it, and I'm like, what was enjoyable about that movie? Like, I'm going to ask Jesse to be honest and tell me honestly if he enjoyed watching that movie. And you say yes before I even prompted you. You were like, I'm a big fan of it. Not even just like it's okay. You're a big fan of it. Very surprising to me.
A big fan. I like movies where something's going on, but it's not all about the plot. It's more about the characters.
All right. I didn't give a shit about the characters or the plot. I just didn't care.
Yeah.
The movie starts with the first thing that the reason I remember I've seen this before is because when it starts, it's got guys wearing like shorts and t-shirts. They're out in the desert. And I went, oh, I've seen something movie like this, because I just remember. And it's only 18 months ago that I saw it. I went back and looked. Oh, I saw this in 2024. And I'm like, okay. I remember being struck with, I thought this was going to be a Western for sure, either based on the cover art or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when it starts, I'm like, oh, it's modern times. Maybe they find something and then they flash back like the first cow. when first Cow starts, and she finds a skeleton in the buried, and then it flashes back into olden times. And I'm like, oh, maybe it'll be the same thing here. But no, it doesn't. It's just this Chris Cooper comes out and he's like, all right, we found a body, and I don't know whose body it is.
Well, he does know whose body it is. The first thing he says is like, yeah, it's that guy.
Okay, it's that guy, and probably it's my dad that did it. And then 2 hours later, he's like, yeah, it was my dad, or I don't know. Maybe it wasn't my dad. Well, who cares? Who cares?
Well, you basically, you're pretty sure there's no real mystery. Like, you're pretty sure who killed him or who was one of the three people who could have killed him about 10 minutes in. His dad is, of course, the prime suspect, played by Matthew McConaughey in very few scenes. I remember the marketing for this movie being all Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Like, come for the Matthew McConaughey, stay for more McConaughey.
He was already a big star at that point.
Yeah, he'd just gotten to be a big star. This was around the time that Time to Kill was coming out.
Oh, okay.
But he was like the new big star.
Mm-hmm.
And he was barely in the movie, of course. But this movie is also all about flashbacks and flashbacks to what happened that night in his childhood, Chris Cooper's, and everyone's always reminding him of how awesome his father was and how he's not really that great. But he wants to kind of prove that his father was a terrible person. Like, he's looking for any excuse, like, hey, did he bribe people? And everybody's like, no, not really. He just was like, hey, you do me a favor, I'll do you a favor. So nobody really says that he's a corrupt, I guess he was corrupt, but nobody's really saying it, that he was a bad guy, except Chris Cooper really hated him. And then you kind of find out at the end that part of why he hates him is that he was keeping him away from this Mexican girl who he was dating. But then he was probably doing a good thing. Even though ultimately I would say that's kind of the worst parenting ever, when you don't tell your son his girlfriend is also his sister.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something that you may want to fess up to, because knowing teenagers, they're probably going to try and have sex, and you don't want to have sex with your sister.
You don't?
If you can help it. Sometimes it's unavoidable. Sometimes you don't know, like Chris Cooper didn't know, and he did have sex with her when they were older, and they were both like, eh, it happened.
So is that why you like the movie so much? The sister sex? Come on, that seems to be the number one thing on your mind.
No. It's the thing where you realize the complexity of all the characters and how they relate together.
Do they though? Tell me this: what happened to, there was some sort of an army base or something?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a girl that, like, she was in a bar at some point, and some guy got stabbed or shot or something that she was with, and then they find drugs in her system, and then I think she just walks away. I don't even know how any of that had anything to do with the rest of the movie and how it wrapped up. I have no memory of how it wrapped up because I didn't give a shit.
Okay, so there's, I guess, a couple little sort of subplots of how the black people and indigenous people and Mexican people were all used to fight wars.
Okay.
They talk about the Black Seminoles and how they were warriors who were killing their own people, black people and Indian people, but especially Indian people, I think. Just for the benefit of the white people and the country or whatever. And then I think her sort of little subplot was to show the same thing, in that she, when she's there, her commanding officer, who's the son of the bar owner who was there for Wade, I think that's his name, Chris Christopherson's killing. That guy is asking her, like you don't seem to want to be here. Like, why are you here? And she's like, well, it's because they'll let us be here. And no, it's a place where we can go so we can do the fighting for people, and that, and it's one of the only places where we're accepted. And it's kind of the same thing. Like, it's a, she's a person who feels marginalized, and she's like, I'll just go and kill people overseas who are also marginalized. But at least it's better than trying to live in the world outside of the army. Which I thought was, it's kind of interesting, because it does come back around with the people from a long time ago, the Black Seminoles, who were doing the kind of the same thing. That was the only way that they were accepted, was to go and kill people for other people.
So
But yeah, I
how does
don't,
that wrap up then?
it doesn't really, it's just, I think this movie just takes this murder, sort of, not mystery, but kind whodunit, and it doesn't really focus on that most of the time. It focuses on the characters, and you get to know all these people in the movie through that in some way. And it's more interested in that, which I liked, rather than just Chris Cooper trying to piece together all the pieces of evidence of who killed the sheriff.
That'd be a better movie.
It could be a good movie. I'm not saying it wouldn't be a good movie.
Seems scattered to me. I don't know why they're showing me some people on the army base. Now all of a sudden they flash to one of the guys, I think, that found the bullet at the beginning. He's having an affair with some woman, and I'm like, wait. What does this have to do with anything? And then they just talk about, they talk for a few minutes, and then I'm like,
One of the guys is having an affair with the, I didn't know.
not
I
an
don't know.
affair necessarily. Not, I'm wrong about an affair, but they're in a, I think it was scandalous because he was white and she was black and they were in a bar together.
Oh,
And then
that,
the
yeah, he's
somebody's like,
another army
back in
guy,
my
yeah.
day, they'd be given, hey,
Yeah.
I'm not a racist, but they'd be given a warning. You know, just for their own good.
Yeah, for their
Yeah.
own, yeah, for their own good.
Okay.
And it's,
Great.
yeah,
It's about race.
it's exploring how the three ethnic groups, I guess you would say, get along in this little town,
Why don't
this
they
sort of
just
border
every
town.
just leave? Why doesn't everybody just leave if they hate each other so much? Why can't they just go away and go
Because
and just hate each, just go somewhere where they don't have to just sit around hating everybody else, Jesse?
it's their home.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I'm bored by all
Well,
this
okay. So
stuff.
I guess the main, the colonel, he doesn't want to be there. He's been brought back to lead the base. The other lady, I don't believe, wants to be there either. The one who's dating the white guy,
Okay.
she, not necessarily, like, she's been posted there in the army, so they're kind of forced to be there. But other people, it's just, it's their home. It's where they've decided to make their living, and and raise their families and
But if
stuff.
your home sucks because everybody, you hate everybody around you, why don't you go make a home somewhere else where you don't hate everybody else around you?
Maybe you don't hate everybody. Maybe you hate some people. I don't know. I like, there's it's complicated, right? Like, you have your job, you have your relatives are there. Part of it's like, moving's expensive too. Finding another job, all that kind of thing.
I'm bored. But I was bored by this movie. bored by these topics. Sometimes I watch a movie and then I come back in and I was like, I didn't really like it. And then you say something that makes me go, oh, that's what was going on in that scene, or oh, that's what was happening, or oh,
Yes.
now it all makes more sense to me. And you're not
Okay.
selling me on this movie. You haven't told me anything that I give a shit about.
That's fair. But
That's
I will
your
tell you.
job.
Thank you. But I will tell you one thing that I know that you liked about this movie was those awesome transitions from the flashbacks.
Like they're in a scene and then the camera pans over and then the characters are there. I did stop and think, like, this is 96. Did they just have those guys just sitting off to the edge, out of the
Yeah.
frame, ready to go?
That seems to be all done in camera. Yeah, usually they'll cut like from the flashback and then go into the last shot of the flashback, and then they must have staged everything where it goes back to the present day from the last shot of the flashback,
Yeah. No, I
which
did
is
appreciate that
a really
little.
cool device, yeah.
I like a little bit of technical work and doing something a little bit different.
And it's not even like that difficult when you think about it, but it's a great idea.
I think there was one. I think, like, the guy gets shot in the bar and there's blood all over the floor. And then they flash away, or they pan away, I should say, and then they do a whole nother scene. I'm like, do they have to clean up? Is somebody running in and cleaning up that blood? I can't remember exactly how it played out, but I'm like, I wonder how they did that. Because, I mean, today I just don't believe anything. Anything that happens on the screen, I'm like, it's all fucking no, nothing's real. Like, I don't know how they do shit. But like back in the 90s, you used to have to stop and think and be like, wonder how they did that. They must use some sort of magic trick. I like magic tricks where you witness something and you're just like, somehow they just distracted my attention. They did something with mirrors that I don't understand, but it's all practical.
Yeah, you could hide a cut, I suppose, but I'm not sure that they did anything other than just having the last shot, them just kind of going into a shot at the end, and then that shot goes back after they've reset everything or whatever. That seemed to be what it was, but there could have been people kind of leaving and coming in and stuff like that. I'm not sure if there was blood that was cleaned up.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at it again. But yes, I did appreciate that. Yeah.
What about Elizabeth Peña, the main actress? Did you enjoy her work? Okay.
She was fine. I have no opinion. What
I
am I going
always
to
like
say?
her whenever she shows up in a
She's
movie.
dead, you know.
Yes, I do know.
She
Very
died at
sad.
55. How did she die?
Drank herself to death.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? She's such a great actress. Why'd she do that?
Maybe, I don't know. I guess she just the alcohol's a disease. Alcoholism is a disease.
Well, okay. So she was acting like a sober person in this movie, eh?
I'm
Really,
not
she was
sure
a drunk.
how it manifested itself and when she was and wasn't drunk.
What else has she been in? Why do you love her so much?
I don't know. I think it's mainly this movie. I think she's been in a couple other little things like La Bamba. She was in not she hasn't been in a she wasn't in a lot of things. But I just whenever I see her, I'm like, oh yeah, I miss her acting.
What about her acting that you missed?
She always seems to be very thoughtful. I like her voice. She has a nice voice. She always in the movie, she never really seems to be doing a lot, but she's showing you a lot of emotion.
Okay.
She seems deep. Lots of
Yeah.
deep, you get the feeling she has a lot of deep thoughts in this movie as well.
I like Chris Christopherson.
Yes,
He
he
was
was very good.
he's a very good at being an asshole.
Yeah.
Very unlikable piece of shit.
In this movie, he was, yeah.
Here's what I'll tell you how I knew that I'd seen it. Like I remember that opening scene and then more stuff happens and I'm like, I don't remember any of this. I did remember when they're running and then the colonel goes, I like to sprint the last quarter mile or something mile or whatever. I remember that scene because I was like, that seems really hard to do. And because it's just the way that the camera looks and he just sprints off so fast.
He's just going.
Okay. And then I remembered the scene where they're on a bridge and somebody gets out of the car and he goes to have a pee and he goes behind under the bridge to pee. And
Yeah.
that's when the rest of the car gets well, the guy gets murdered. I don't know what did they do with the rest of the people in the back of that? I don't know if they showed you. They
I
didn't light
don't
it on
know they
fire or something, did they? That'd be that would
I don't think they showed you, no. I don't think you know what happened to those people.
But as soon as he was going to pee and he went under the bridge, I'm like, oh, something bad happens to the people and he's the witness. And so
Because
that's when I realized I've seen this before.
he went so far away. Like usually you might stand off to the side, but just going down under the bridge was weird.
That's what I would do.
You'd go down like a hill.
Yeah, I'd go to the bottom. I'd go under the bridge. I'd go down the river. No, but I just remembered that
Submerge
scene
yourself.
because I knew something bad was coming. And I'm like, oh, I've seen this before. And so at that point, I'm like, fuck, I think I might have seen this whole movie and it's totally 18 months ago and I've completely forgotten it. Yeah, not good. I don't know. That's surprising that you are a big fan of it.
Big fan. What prompted you to watch it 18 months ago?
I think Criterion just put it out.
Yeah, a little while ago.
That was it.
Yeah. And I think it's a lesser known movie, and you
Yeah.
may disagree, but I think it deserves a proper treatment.
Yeah, they put out stuff sometime like that what was it called? Warlock or something? Fucking, it's like a mystical name, but it's about a truck.
Oh, Sorcerer.
Sorcerer.
Yeah.
Sorcerer. And I started watching that. It was a Criterion recommendation and I watched that and then I was like, holy shit, this is boring. Like, it was so long at the beginning. And I think that's like an extended cut that they released.
Oh,
I
okay.
think they cut out all that beginning stuff where he's just like
Yeah.
wandering around a camp where he's like, I don't know. He's just trying to be hidden. And then they get into the fucking awesome movie where there's just like,
Yeah.
we're going to load this truck up with dynamite and you've got to drive it down a mountain across
Yeah.
little rope bridges that
Yeah.
are. Oh, it was the coolest thing I've ever seen on film. And I was like, so
Fantastic.
Criterion won me over there. And then they put Lone Star out. And I'm like, why should I watch this? What should give a shit about this? But I guess if
Yeah.
you liked all that stuff where it's like, well, black people hate white people, white people hate black people,
I
Mexican
don't think
people
it's
hate black people,
that
and
that
black,
simple.
it's all just hatred and just every
It's
race
that they're
hates each
trying to
other.
get along, that they don't hate each other. It's that they're
No,
trying
they all hate
to.
each other. That's the whole point of the
No.
movie, is that all races hate each other.
Well,
Everybody.
her mother hates herself. I think that's an interesting thing, is that she's trying to get all the Mexican people to be like, don't speak Spanish, speak English. We're Americans now. Like, she's calling the border patrol on people, and it turns out she was one of the people who came over from Mexico illegally.
You're
And you're
right.
like, this has got to be something strange in her head, and she didn't tell her daughter who her father was. Like, there's a lot going on with this woman.
Yeah. Nope.
Well,
You are
she's a
correct.
complicated figure.
Even the races hate themselves. So even races hate their own race. Great.
People are it's hard to I guess it's hard to live with your family and your past and yourself. I think that's one of the things that this movie's saying. And that sometimes you think one thing is true, like Matthew McConaughey's character was just a dick to his son, but he wasn't really being a dick. He was being a bad parent. And he wasn't a bad guy, like he didn't kill that the other sheriff. He tried to stop him from murdering the bar owner. And there was the other guy who killed him, the mayor. Yeah, I think it's a worthy addition to the Criterion collection.
I don't know if I believe you or not.
Well, we watched the movie, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago? Misericordia was also a Criterion movie. And I think that was a good find. They pulled that one out of nowhere.
Yeah, but have you ever disagreed with anything that Criterion told you to like, Jesse?
Yes.
Yeah, right. What?
The movie House Party is coming out on the Criterion Collection. I don't like the movie House Party
That's in the future. Hasn't
with Kid
happened
and
yet.
Play, but I've seen the movie.
Good.
Maybe I'll get the movie
Soon as
on
it comes out,
Criterion
you fucking will
$1.
love it.
I might. I've had a lot of Criterion movies that I've sold. Not because they were all of them terrible, but some of them I just didn't feel like I needed to have.
I like it when you disagree with critics.
Okay. In what way?
Just anyway.
In
So
any
I like it
way?
when you have original, your own thoughts, your own opinions and thoughts. Even if somebody calls you, even if all the critics say, don't, you're dumb, Jesse. You're dumb for having those thoughts. I like it when you stand by your principles and you go, no.
I don't think
No.
it's that
But
with
it's
the
but when you're like I didn't like the box. Why? Because everybody else didn't like it. And I was like, fuck you, Jesse. But that's an easy one
okay.
to take, or like
Yeah.
what are the other ones that all the comic book nerds like to agree on? Oh, the X-Men movies, they're no good. Oh no, wait, the third X-Men movie is no good,
The
the
third
second
X-Men
one's
movie.
great.
Yeah. And you
All
love
you
the third
guys
one.
like to agree on that, all you nerds. Oh, the Star
It's
Wars
funny
prequel, they
that
all
you,
sucked. Everybody, all the nerds agree on that.
you're the only one who likes these things, but
Yes.
you're right. All the people
No, I'm
who
not
don't
saying
like
I'm
them
right.
are wrong.
I'm just
That's
sticking to my
kind of what you're
opinions.
saying.
I'm sticking to my opinions. I
I think
definitely could be wrong. I suspect other people just do something because everybody else is saying that's what you should do.
and I think that some people like things because everyone else hates them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. But not in the case of like the Star Wars prequel. I liked them, and when I first saw them, and then everybody was like, we've all changed our mind. Everybody come over here. We've all changed our mind about them. We all hate them now. And I'm like, I'm not coming. I'm sticking
So
by it.
you're saying, oh, so you're saying I liked the Star Wars prequels, and then when everyone changed their mind, I didn't like them.
In that case, I think you probably withheld your opinion
Until I found out,
until
yeah.
it was acceptable.
Okay,
And then you were like,
I'll tell you what I remember. I remember not liking the first two and liking the third one.
Okay.
Now, I think we should go back. I think we should watch the Star Wars movies, and I think we should talk about them and which ones are good and which ones are bad. I don't know if you like that idea or not.
Sure. But
All
right
right.
now we're talking about Lone Star
No,
and
I'm just saying in general, we should go back and we should go through them maybe in whatever way that you would like to go through them. And we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see if I can be honest about them and you can be honest about them. Now that it doesn't really matter. Now that nobody cares what our opinion is. We have no friends. No one will like us more or less for not liking or liking these movies. I think we can be honest.
I'm always honest.
Yes.
Although I will say that sometimes when the more people beat up on something, the
Yes.
more my argument strengthens. I don't come around and turn
Right.
around and be like, but I like the box movie. I watched it again. That's why I'm thinking about it. I watched it again last week. And I was like, this movie's fucking awesome. But I do think that he does have a lot of ideas, and that's why you're like, he just got too many ideas going on. But then I always come back to my same thought. It's like, well, then what the fuck? Everybody likes Donnie Darko. Like, how do they not see this is the exact same movie as I? Okay, we won't get into it because I know you have arguments.
Oh, hold on. Are you saying how are you saying the box is the same as Donnie Darko?
You were saying that the reason the box no good is because he has too many ideas going on. He's got too much shit going
Right.
on.
The
And I watch
aliens
it and
and
I'm
the
like, yeah, I can see that. He does have a lot of ideas going on. You're like, what
Right.
do you mean? He's got a water portal and you pick the second one and it's about eternal damnation. It's like, now are we talking about an afterlife or what are we talking about here? They're aliens. I get it. There's a lot of stuff going on. But to dislike it for that reason, but then like Donnie Darko, I'm like, it's the same thing. Donnie Darko has a billion things going on. And everybody was like, we love Donnie Darko. And I'm like, but it's the same thing. Like, there's way too much going on in that movie and nothing gets explained in the end. So how are you gonna shit on one and like the other? I don't understand how the world all agrees on this stuff.
I think Donnie Darko is just a better movie where the ideas maybe aren't all explained, but they do make a kind of sense.
Again,
And the
we had been.
box just seems to have too much stuff going on just for the sake of having more things going on.
We've been down this road before, but I'm just saying the
Yes.
more people shit on the box, the more I liked it. But I did like it originally, and I liked it upon
You did.
rewatching it. But then the more people
Yeah.
shit on it, the more I'm like, now I think I love this movie. Now it's up there in like my favorite movies of all times because people keep shitting on it and they're not giving me reasons. So you say
Okay.
you like Lone Star because there's not a plot really. It's a weird reason to
It's
like a
not
movie.
focused. No, it's not folk. There's a plot, but it's not a plot-driven movie. It's a character-driven movie. It's a movie where it wants to get to know the characters, and there's a plot that they're all sort of involved in, but it's not really about them trying to come together to solve this mystery. It's about how, in the course of investigating the mystery, we get to know these people. And I like that. Like you said, it may be a good movie if it was more about the mystery, but I think this was a good use of this as well. You could make a different movie, sure, but I like to get to know all these characters, how they feel about their world, how they fit into the town, how they interact with each other now and in the past. I like all that. What else have you been watching? You've been watching The
Landman.
Box, Landman. Oh, Landman.
Can't
Oh,
get
Landman.
enough. Can't get enough Landman.
How did what okay. The last episode of Landman. You've seen
Yeah.
it.
It just came out today, right?
Okay, not that one then. The one before, where
Yeah.
she goes to the cheerleading camp and has a
Yeah.
roommate.
Yeah.
Honestly, what did you think of that whole storyline?
I thought, I'm surprised they're not being meaner to transgender people. That's what I thought. I'm surprised they're giving them a fair shake, being where this show comes from.
This was like, we're gonna do everything that annoys us about people who aren't straight, white, whatever, the cisgendered people, and we're gonna put it all in one fucking person
Right.
and just be like, this is them. This is what they do. This is all of them.
Yeah.
It was like, just forget subtlety. Forget fairness. Forget giving this person any kind of redeeming quality or human qualities. Let's just make them the worst person in the world.
Yeah, and then but I do think they did give him a redeeming quality.
What's that?
Well, that person looks depressed when she leaves, like when she drives out,
Yeah.
when they drive out the girl, The blonde girl. Fucking, I don't know my pronouns. They're all over the place, but they drive that girl out, and then she
Yes.
looks, they look depressed that they did so. That was their goal. And the mother comes in and says, well, that was your goal, wasn't it? To get rid of her.
Yeah.
And they look like, no, that wasn't my goal. And so it kind of gets a little bit redeemed in the next episode, and which I saw coming. So I'm like, oh, they're
Oh,
giving
okay.
that person a fair shake at, like, they're not just evil.
Okay,
And,
because I haven't seen the next episode.
right. So, but I suspected that might be where it was going, and then it kind of did, and then I was like, yeah. There is one line where the mother says something like, with a bit of disdain in her voice, they got a non-binary ferret-loving, she's back in with her non-loving, not non-binary ferret-loving roommate,
Yeah.
and with a lot of hatred, you know, in the a lot of disgust in the voice. And I was like, yeah, that's interesting. That was as bad as it got, though. It wasn't like
Okay.
just a bunch of people sitting around trying to tell you why it's wrong to be
Yes.
non-binary, like they did with when they did the they went through to explain why solar wind power is bad and solar power is bad. I was like, oh my God, really?
Yeah.
You're gonna make a show, and it's not just enough to be like, hey, these people happen to work in the oil
Yeah.
industry. They were like, also, it's worse to use wind power. It's killing you faster than oil. And I was like, wait, you're really gonna do that to us? So they didn't do that with the non-binary transgender roommate. They didn't be like, I don't know. It's tough.
I think like one of the fucking saddest things I've ever seen,
Yeah.
that they just were like, we're just gonna put up this character, and this is everything this show hates,
Yeah.
and you should hate it too, because you love little blonde girls.
You're right. If you look at it from that perspective, like even in the next episode, basically the non-binary goes like, I was wrong all
I
along,
was
everything.
wrong.
Everything about you is perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
true.
And look, did they make an annoying character that you should hate? Yes. But did they do it to show you that's what these people are. That's what all these liberals are.
Yeah.
This is what you have to deal with if you're not living in the real world, where oil is the best, blonde chicks are awesome, all that. You
Yeah.
should smoke and drink as much as you want, and make sure nobody tells you can't play your music and eat meat.
Yeah,
No,
that's funny.
I thought it was because we talked about new lows for Landman. I think it just keeps diving
It keeps
into
getting
new.
lower.
And I think somebody pointed out on a podcast, which I hadn't realized, was that Taylor Sheridan writes this whole thing.
Yeah.
So whatever this is unfiltered, undiluted. It's not passed by and watered down by people. This is just what one guy is like. This is me. This is what I'm gonna say. And nobody's like, well, we should do this or we should temper it with that.
If he hated non-binary transgender people, I think that would be a bit worse towards them. Like, I think maybe it is as bad as you can get without being
Yeah.
canceled. Maybe it is just that bad. I think if they had just made the transgender person pure evil, like the bully, if they had left it with they were happy to get the blonde girl out of there and then bullied her later on when they see the blonde girl around there, just bullied her like all the transgender people making fun of her.
Right.
Then I would have been like, oh, they really see them as the villain. They really see them as the villain. They, meaning Taylor Sheridan, apparently. But they didn't. They kind of redeemed it a little bit, being like, they're just people. That's how I saw it. They're just people, just like
But
you and me.
I think it's worse is that they're people who are just stupid and wrong.
Yeah, you could definitely see it that way. You're absolutely right.
And it takes a young white girl to teach them.
It did come off that way. You're right, by the last episode. Now that you're looking at it through that point of view. So yeah, I guess I did. I didn't think you could be that offended by it, but you definitely could be.
Yeah, it was just too much. Like they just kept going and going, and I laughed out loud when she came into the room, just like normal. Ainsley, I think, is the name of the girl in the show. Just walked into the room normally, and then Pagan yelled, "This is my safe space," and ran out. Who would do that? She just came in normal. And this person just flings off headphones and yells, "This is my safe." Like you're not supposed to come into your own bedroom. I can't even have that when I'm meditating or whatever. Like, get the fuck. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah. You're right. It's offensive. It's just as offensive as everything in that show.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it doesn't get more angry
Because this is
things.
people, no, people love this.
Yeah.
Like everyone I work with, I haven't talked to anyone about the transgender thing, but everyone I work with, they know. Okay, I shouldn't say everyone, but a few of us talk about it, and we all know it's trash, but also we're like, yeah, it's fun. And then I don't know what they think about this latest episode, or not, well, whatever, the second last episode, but people like it. It's easy to watch. It's easy to just, okay, these are cool people living in a house, working oil, and there's beautiful people, and there's rich people, and there's cool people, and people are funny. That's enough. It's not The Wire. You don't have to keep track of how they're trying to do wiretaps on the bad guys, and they're doing this, and there's 15 different investigations, and the senator's doing this, and the mayor's doing that. You don't have to keep track of that. Just follow Tommy driving around in his pickup truck.
I don't know. It's a okay. Let's move on to Headhunters.
Let's do it.
Headhunters, I thought was going to be a movie about vampires. I thought this was going to be some weird Swedish, Norwegian, something fucking creepy movie about vampires that like to cut people's heads off or something like that. But then when I got watching it, I'm like, oh, this is way better than what I was anticipating. And it got me very nervous about there being tracking bots in my hair, so I
You
shaved
cut
my
off.
head.
It's why
Well,
you
I
cut
was worried
your
about it.
hair off.
It's I didn't know. I don't want to be tracked by Nicholas Kostel-Wadu or whatever his name is.
Nicolaj Coster-Waldau.
And he's a fucking I don't want to be tracked by him, so got rid of all my hair. I think it was the right move.
I always say, whenever people are like, oh, they're watching everything that you're doing and they're tracking, and I go, they must be so bored when they're watching me. Like, go ahead, watch away. Like, I pity that person.
You gotta wonder what those people are up to when they're so paranoid. What do they not want to be seen? Like, what are they doing that you and I aren't doing in our secret time?
I'll tell you, nothing. But they think they're doing something awesome.
It's the same thing with letting Google track your whereabouts on the internet. And I always think like people are like, oh, I refuse to let them do, and I'm like, what is it that you're doing on the internet? And then I don't want to know. I don't want to know what these people are doing on the internet that they're worried about. It's probably just porn stuff, like going to porn sites that they probably shouldn't be. That's probably incest stuff. Stuff like that.
Incest. Incest.
But
They've
maybe
just
it's
watched
something
Lone
darker.
Star and they're just like, how do I plausibly deny that I knew she was my sister?
Yeah, it's but I don't want to know if it's anything darker than that. I don't I'm happy that they yeah, let it go ahead and keep it a secret because I don't need to know about it,
I
what
think
the people are
people
up
are
to.
just worried about like people finding out that they're watching normal porn
Even
or
that they're
any.
ashamed of?
I think so. I got an email one time from one of those, I don't know, scammers or hackers, and they're like, if you don't give me $1,000 right now, I'm gonna send all your search history to everyone you know. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm serious. Like every they're gonna find, and I was like, okay.
You didn't actually respond to this person, did
I
you?
did.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, go ahead. And he was like, no, but you don't get it. Like every, and I said, okay.
Yeah.
They won't care. Go ahead. And then the guy just never came back again.
I have a tough time believing you at this point.
Okay.
Because last week you were like worried that you made a joke that was slightly not sensitive enough, and you were like worried that the mayor or somebody is going to find out that you
No,
said
I was
something
just.
that's kind of insensitive. So for me to believe that you're okay with all the contacts at the City of Toronto learning about your search history, I'm not sure that I believe you're that
I
confident.
didn't think about that. I think he was like, your family is gonna find out. And I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I didn't really think about colleagues or anything finding out. That's true. Maybe
Yeah.
I should have said, but I also knew that he wasn't going to do it. Like, what's he, even if he sent an email, I'd just be like, I don't know where he got this stuff. It's not me. But I was like, I just thought it was funny that he was like, give me this money or else I'll send your search history to everybody. And I was like, yeah, okay.
There was that awesome Black Mirror episode where at the
Which one's that?
beginning, oh, come on, the one where the kid, you think he's watching porn, he's a teenage kid, he is watching porn, and then somebody turned on his webcam and recorded him, and then they're like, you gotta do some crazy shit, or we're gonna send out the video that we just took.
Is that the one where the prime minister has sex with like a pig or something?
No, different
Oh, okay.
episode. Oh.
That's the only one I remember.
Really? It's a fucking one of the best shows
And
on TV.
I remember one with Bryce Dallas Howard because I'm a fan of Bryce Dallas Howard, and I think like she can't get gas anymore because she's not popular enough or something.
Wow, you suck, man. The Black Mirror is one of the best shows.
I love Black Mirror. I just haven't
Well,
watched a lot of it.
then you don't love it.
I love what I've seen.
All right. Anyways, there was a great episode with a kid. And there's a reveal at the end, but I won't spoil it because it sounds like you
All
haven't
right.
seen it.
Well, thank you for not
But it's
spoiling.
about
I may have
exactly
seen
what
it.
you're describing. Having something incriminating where they're like, they don't just ask him for money. They're like, you got to go and pick up a cake and take it to this address by a certain time, or we release the
Oh,
video. And they
yeah.
send him on a bunch of crazy things. That's fucking the best show, man. How do you not? You just disappoint me every chance you get.
I like the show. I sometimes I'll just watch a show and then I'll forget about the show. Like just plain forget.
Yeah. Same way I forgot about Lone Star, you forget about the best science fiction show on television. It's just a totally wrong.
It's possible. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I have watched that show. Like, there's a show that just came back called The Night Manager.
Yeah.
And I was watching the show like 10 years ago, like right after it first came out.
Wasn't 10 years ago,
It
was it?
was almost today, it was like 2016. I
Wow.
was watching the show and I got like two episodes in and I completely forgot to keep watching it. And without even knowing that it was coming back, I found my DVD copy of it and or maybe I bought one, whatever it was. And I started watching it and I finished it like 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
And I had no idea Night Manager was coming back. And I was like, this is a great show.
Yeah.
Glad I finished this show. And then I got like 10 minutes into the new season of Night Manager.
Yeah. Cool. Good story. All right.
Great story. I also started watching a show called Industry. Have you heard of this show?
I tried it. I tried it
Yeah.
out. Didn't
Yeah, I'm not
grip
sure.
me.
Yeah, I'm not gripped so far, but I hear there's people who love it, so I'm gonna keep going at least for like one season.
Yeah, I heard somebody say it was the best show on television. So I tried it out, but never hooked me. I don't know how far I got into it.
Yeah, I'm not very far. I'm not hooked for sure, but I'm keeping trying it.
I started rewatching Black Sails,
Okay.
which is a pirate show.
Is that with Malkovich?
Malkovich, no.
Okay, that must be a different one. There's a John Malkovich pirate show.
Never heard of it, but Black
Okay.
Sails is it's an interesting pirate show. And I never got through the whole thing. And so I started rewatching it. And I remember loving it 10 years ago when it first came out. And
Okay.
but I never finished. There's four seasons of it, so I'm hoping that it wraps up
Okay.
nicely after four seasons, doesn't leave you hanging.
Yeah, hopefully. I hate it when they don't wrap it up.
Yeah, and it surprises me that it got four seasons because I'm like, nobody's ever talked about this show ever. And it's got to be expensive. They're pirates. It's got to be expensive to make
Yeah.
that show. And no one had ever mentioned that show. And it's a fun show. Pirates
Yeah.
just constantly backstab each other. Just you just can't trust a pirate. That's the one thing I know.
Yeah, I think I've
Toby
started to
Stevens, I
watch it.
think, is the guy that stars in it. And
Okay.
he's a great fucking pirate. You just don't know what his agenda is ever. It's awesome.
Okay.
I guess it's supposed to have something to do with Treasure Island because they have some of the same characters in there.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, but it's fun. It's a fun show. Okay, Headhunters. What is it? Norwegic?
It's Norwegic.
Norwegian?
Norwegian.
Is it?
It's based on a book by, I believe he's like a an international bestseller, Joe Nesbø, who has written, I think, a lot of books with a character, a detective character named Harry Hole. The Snowman, you may have seen that. I think it has Michael Fassbender in it. He's written a lot of these sort of pulp novels, and this is one of them that was adapted for the screen, and I think it's amazing.
Okay, give us a summary of what happens.
It's a guy who's short. Because he's short, he believes he does not deserve the things that he has, especially his wife. So he's trying to make up for that by keeping her in the lap of luxury by being an art thief. And even though he seems to be very good at his job, he still needs more and more what he believes satisfy his wife's lifestyle. And he gets suckered in to a plot. That involves his doom mostly.
No, you keep going. When the movie actually gets interesting.
Okay, so the movie gets interesting because he steals this guy's art. He believes the guy's after him for stealing the art. But it's really part of an elaborate plan, which I don't fully understand, for one tech company to commit corporate espionage or steal from another tech company?
I don't know. I was going to ask you to explain it to me.
I believe that's what it is. So one company needs a piece of technology from another company. So Nikolaj Coster-Waldau's character is trying to infiltrate the other company. That he it's he says he's left the one company. And he wants to work for the other company. He wants this guy to help him get a job
So
there.
why is he trying to kill him?
Why is he trying to? I don't know.
Yeah, me
You
neither.
think most of the time that it's because he stole the painting.
Yeah.
But I don't know that. You're right. I never really thought through why he wants to kill him. Why would he want to kill him? I think maybe he thinks that No, I was gonna say maybe he thinks he the guy figured out the plot for him to hop from one tech company to the other to steal their technology, but I don't think so.
I'll just say I don't know. I never understood why he was trying to kill him. There was I figured I missed some subtitles. Did you watch it with subtitles on or voiceover?
Oh, all subtitles, yeah. All subtitles.
Yeah, so it gets interesting right when he figures out that that guy's cheating, his wife is cheating on him with that handsome guy, Jamie Lannister.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden that guy's just chasing him, trying to kill him. And he's just constantly on the run. And it gets really interesting. And yes, you think it's about the art theft, but it's not. It's something more. And he's being tracked with these nanobots and stuff that's in his hair, and it's fucking cool. I enjoyed it when it becomes that action movie. And then the most horrifying scene in the whole movie is when he's in an outhouse.
Oh,
And
that's amazing.
Jamie Lannister's creeping up on the outhouse. And I'll be honest, it did not occur to me the route that he takes. I'm like, oh, he's got to punch through the back of the outhouse and run into the woods or go up through the roof because he'd just been trying to hide the paintings up in the roof of it. I'm like, oh, he's going to go up through the roof. And no, he goes down into the outhouse and breeze through a
A
toilet paper
toilet paper.
tube. And it's the most horrifying scene ever in movie history. It's so gross. And then he comes out and he's covered with shit from head to toe for a long time afterwards. I'm like, isn't your priority to wash, go and take a shower? But no, he stays covered. Oh, it's fucking so horrible.
I thought about that, and then I thought, how many fucking diseases is he going to have in like a week? He's just gonna get so fucking sick. He's probably going to die from that, but he's fine. So it is it possible? I'm gonna throw out this. Is it possible that Jamie Lannister was trying to frame him for the crime that he's going to commit, and that's why he has to kill him?
I don't think so
Okay.
because he doesn't know that he killed his partner. What crime was he going to commit? The espionage thing?
Yeah, so Jamie Lannister is going to commit corporate espionage, but I'm thinking now because he also wanted him to steal that painting, right?
Yeah, he does. He wants him to steal that painting.
Yeah, so for some reason he found out he's the art thief,
Yeah.
and he wants him to steal the painting, which makes me think he's trying to frame him for being like an art thief, and then he's gonna also steal the tech, or he's actually an art thief, but he's gonna frame him for stealing the technology.
I don't know. We could sit here.
I
I
know we
don't
could,
know.
yeah.
I really don't know. He's a headhunter. The guy, the main 5'6" guy is a headhunter and he controls who gets the job, the CEO position for some company that he's headhunting for. And I think Jamie Lannister's up for that position.
Yes.
And then he says something like, well, there's still more to consider here. And I think at that point he realized that he's cheating on his wife with him.
After he realizes he's cheating with his wife, so he's gonna try and get him the job until he realizes he's cheating with his wife. Then he's trying not to get him the job.
Right.
Then Jamie Lannister starts to try and kill him.
Yeah. He
But
goes after him pretty hard. I mean, he
before that,
stabs
I
him
mean,
with a pen thing filled with poison. He attempts to, which would have
yeah.
killed him. So at that point, I'm like, what's to be gained by his death at that point? It's fucking, I just thought I missed some subtitles. I'm like, I guess I can't read fast enough.
Yeah, I think they just thought maybe it didn't matter.
I doubt it. I think you're supposed to be able to figure it all out by the end. They reveal everything that happened at the end, and it's that guy's too clever. And so but anyways, it's still an enjoyable movie just for him being pursued with in action scenes. And I assume that if I watch it again, I might be able to figure it all out.
I think you would. You're a pretty smart guy. Let's talk about the guy's height. Do you think that Like, if you were 5 foot 6,
Yeah, you're freakishly short, right? At 5 foot 6, you're a freak in society. Yes.
whole inch shorter than me.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, this is the thing that I never thought, like, man, I'm gonna have to become an art thief, and get a beautiful wife and a massive house I can't afford, and just to make up for the fact that I'm 5 foot 6, which I can't control.
It's never too late. You could redeem yourself. All these years of being a total freak, you could totally become an art thief and redeem yourself.
Or that guy could have just gotten a shorter wife.
Yeah, that seems really much easier, right? Why did he have to get the tallest wife? Because
The
I know
tallest,
that Jamie
hottest wife.
Lannister is very tall in real life. And when the girl is standing next to him, she's the same height. And I'm like, wow, she's really tall. And
In
he picked her.
heels, so maybe she's 3 inches shorter. So she's
Yeah.
probably over 6 feet tall.
No, it makes me wonder too. I don't know. Because he's like, I'm 5 foot 6. And the audience gasped at that point. And I'm like, oh man, that's
You
like,
were by yourself
I'm
in the audience
basically
gasped.
that he's as tall as me. I never realized I was a freak.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, it's. I get, like, I understand that. I understand in the context of the movie that his wife is really hot and tall and all that. And he thinks that he doesn't deserve her and that he needs to do this. But it also seems like, well, you chose to be with this woman when you could have been with a woman who's. There's lots of women who are shorter than him. And also still beautiful and nice and whatever.
Yeah, it's not something that ever really bothers me. I'm just like just 5'8", and I don't ever really think about it because I'm not freakishly short at like at your 5'7". I'm not a freak.
No, not a freak.
And I think like 5'10" is average. So I'm like, yeah, it's a little bit below average, but just doesn't bother me. So I wonder how you view this, because I know that being as freakishly short as you are, like you identify with this guy a lot more.
You would think, but in my house, I'm always made fun of for
Really?
being short and bald, even though I'm the same height as my wife. And
You're the same height, and she makes fun of you for being the same height
yeah,
as her.
and being short and I'm taller than both of my children for now. My daughter will probably be taller than me in like a year. But the only time I care about my height is for practical reasons when I'm playing basketball or sometimes soccer or whatever it is where you need to be taller for practical purposes to play this game better. Like you can't. There's like a 0.0001% chance, no matter how good you are, that you would play in the NBA if you were 5 foot 7. There's probably been, like, in the past 50 years, like 5 guys that height who played in the NBA, right? So it's a practical thing. But in my day-to-day life, like, I don't think of it at all.
Yeah, I'm glad
And
because you shouldn't. It's funny, it's gonna fuck your kids up, I can tell you that right now.
why is that?
Because I grew up in a household where my mother was fat and my father was fat, and my mother would constantly make fun of my father for being fat, just constantly.
Really?
It never let up my whole childhood. I remember vividly, like just, and it's like, and then when you get older, maybe you never realize this and you just become a fucked up person like me. But eventually I realized I'm like, there's a lot of self-hatred going on. My mother must have hated herself so much that she was taking it out on my father. And he always just took it. And I can guarantee you just take it.
No,
When you
I
just
don't.
take it when the
I
when
don't.
your wife makes fun of you and you just like sit back and smile and your kids just go, I guess it's okay to make fun of other people for things that you hate about yourself and like push them down deep inside of you and just end up hating yourself when you get older. I don't know. Do you actually defend yourself? What do you do?
Yeah.
What do
Yeah.
you hit her?
I just go, I don't care.
Well, that's
I'm like,
taking it.
first, I'm like, no, I'm like, first of all, the fact is we're the same height. So I don't know how you're making fun of me. Plus, I know I'm short and I don't care. And I keep telling her that, and I'm like, this does not bother me
Yeah.
that I'm short or that I'm bald.
Well, then that's the same thing my dad used to do. He used to just take it, just like be like, yeah, I'm fat. I don't care.
Oh,
So
okay.
he's
Well, I
doing the
guess
same
that's
thing as you're doing.
okay. No, I thought you just meant he didn't like really say anything.
Pretty much. He didn't say anything. And I imagine you don't say anything either.
Well, I can't dispute the fact that I'm short or bald or fat.
Yeah, you should go, no, I'm not. You should do
No,
that.
like
No, I'm not. And then just like get mad and storm out of the room. I
I
really
mean,
don't know
I
what that would do to your
yeah.
kids. That would do something different to them.
Yeah, probably make them feel worse in some other way.
Yeah, I know. There's no right answer. I think
There's no
hitting
right
her.
answer.
I think you got to hit her. I think that would
Yeah.
be the right message to send to your kids.
Probably not. No. No, no, then you're just a monster. Then you're a short, fat, bald monster.
Get a different wife. I think that's
Yeah.
it. That's it.
Well, if this movie tells you anything, it's that you don't need a different wife. You need to accept yourself.
Okay, that's a good message. Let me ask you this. If you were driving behind a tractor and this tractor was going back and forth on the road, and then all of a sudden a guy fell off and you got out of your car and you went up to him and he was completely covered in shit from head
With a
to
dead
toe.
dog hanging off the tractor.
Also, there's a dead dog hanging off the front of the tractor. What would you do?
Yeah. I would run back to my car, lock it, and call the police. There's a lot of things in this movie where the guy just shows up and he's bald and bleeding and obviously wearing someone else's clothes and covered in shit. And people are just like, you wanna borrow a room? Like you need a Band-Aid, and they're
Okay.
just acting like they're not. I would just be like, I gotta go. I'm running away now.
I thought about it honestly, and I thought I'd probably back away slowly, process it in my head that I don't want anything to do with this.
Any of
And
it.
I don't even think I'd call the police or anything, because that would be just getting myself more involved. I think I
Right.
would leave him for dead. I think at that point I would
Yeah.
leave him for dead. And if I had to argue it in court, those would be my reasons.
Yeah.
Your Honor, he was covered in head to toe in shit.
Yeah.
Was it his own shit? Was it other people's shit? I don't know, but that doesn't affect my decision in any way.
Right.
I don't want to know. And
Yeah.
it doesn't change my opinion of the situation.
Yeah.
I think the guy was better off. And he had a dead dog hanging from the front of you know what? This has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go away.
Yeah.
But he ends up in the hospital. The next scene is obviously the guy has called the cops, or maybe picked him up and carried him somewhere. I don't know. It's horrible. But I thought about that and I thought I'd probably just hit and run at that point. Drive away and accept the argument with the judge at some point.
And I think if I was writing this screenplay, I would be far too tempted to write a scene where they're trying to figure out what the fuck happened. Like the two cops are sitting in a room or by his bedside waiting for him to wake up and being like, all right, he has got a dead dog and a tractor. He's wearing somebody else's clothes. He's bloody. He's covered in shit. Like, what happened here?
I mean, the shit thing is the first thing that I would say.
Yeah.
I don't know
Yeah.
how that guy got like that. There's no good explanation. There isn't one that I can process in my mind. Everything else I can forgive.
To be that covered in shit. Yeah. Like you could fall in shit, and you wouldn't really like on a farm. Like I could see you fall in some shit, but like it would have to fall in some really like a big pile of shit.
Yeah, there's no good explanation. Okay.
Yeah, there isn't.
I'd also like the shot sometimes when I watch a movie and I see somebody has to dispose of a body, I think, well, they're doing it all wrong.
Okay.
I'd like a shot at that in real life. I think I'd like to
Yeah.
find myself in a position where I've
Okay.
got a body that I
Right.
gotta get rid of, and to challenge myself to that.
Okay.
I think I could do a better job of it.
What are you thinking?
Well, I just whenever I see them in movies, they're doing it all wrong. Like you take him to the river and you fill his coat up with rocks and then you just kind of roll him in there. You're like, okay, those rocks are gonna come loose. He's gonna float to the surface. Somebody's gonna find his body and then it'll lead back to me. I don't know. I think I could do it better than that.
So are you thinking of disposing the body as a whole, or are you thinking, what are you thinking, like incineration?
That's a good option. Incinerate the whole body. That always works out. You got to get the body there. I think the Sopranos taught us some good lessons. You got to hack them up into little
Hack them
tiny
up.
pieces and then just and then crush their bones into powder. I mean, it takes a lot of work, but no body, no problem.
I feel like, though, the more time you spend on disposing of the body, the more contamination there is.
Yeah, something to consider. Something to
Right?
consider.
Like OJ, he just left all the blood everywhere in his car, in his house, on his clothes. Like the more places you go after you interact with the bodies, the more evidence you're leaving.
I love that you picked the example of the guy that got off, was found not guilty as the thing not to do.
He was found responsible in a civil trial. He had to give the Goldmans a lot of money. I'm just saying he didn't completely get off. But yeah, it just, to me, I feel like the least amount of contact you have with the body, I feel like I could make a better, like if I didn't kill the person, or are we saying that we killed this person?
No.
Okay. So if I didn't kill the person, I would think that disposing of the body would be what would get you in trouble and make you look guilty.
Yeah. What else do you
Also,
want to talk about?
yeah, okay. I don't know. I don't really have much else.
Okay, you want to call it then? Let's end it.
All right, let's find some movies then. See if we can find some movies.
All right, be fast.
How about Inception?
Inception. I just watched Inception like a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Why
So
have
no.
you just watched every movie a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
How about Carrie?
Okay. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Okay. How about
The
The Usual
original
Suspects?
Carrie, right?
Yeah, of course. How about The Usual Suspects?
Nah.
Okay. How about,
But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1.
ooh, done.
All right.
I just got that on 4K.
That's weird that you would get that on 4K. That's very
I got
strange.
all three of them on 4K.
All right.
I don't know why that's strange, but okay. It's a good box set, man.
Are we all done?
I think we're done for the day. And I want to say, this episode has to be better than last week's. Because last week's, actually, I want to mention one more thing too. I like your new thing that you made up for the, what do you call that thing? The little picture. I think it's fairly accurate for both of us. And
Sure.
it's, yeah, it's nice. It gives you a good, I think it gives you a good idea of what this podcast is. I don't know why you're a skeleton ghost. That's fine. But it works.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. I'll see you later.
I'll see you next week.